Chevron, the longer share, we spoke so much all about Purim. As some of the Chevron knew already that 2 weeks before we're going to start talking Purim Torahs, because how could we not? We got to do Achanas. But we can't forget Parshas Pekudei. The Babbage Rebbe Zechazal Kosh Baruch told us you have to live with the Parsha. So I want to talk more in general Parshas Pekudei. Pekudei is the culmination of not, obviously, of Sefer Shemos and Chazak, but culmination of all these second half parshios of Sefer Shemos, which all is about Binyan HaMishkan. Binyan HaMishkan, really Binyan Beis HaMikdash, because the Kelim and the Biknikuna. All the parshios, Vayakel, Pekudei, going back Truma, Tetzaveh. He sees there was a little bit of a break in the middle. So it's very interesting. We have all these parshios teaching us about what? About building the Kelim, about putting together the Big Day Kuhuna, about the Mishkan. Yeah, we're taught, Chazal teaches that what? The third Beis HaMikdash that we're waiting for, that we're davening for, is going to come down from Shemayim. So what are we doing? Again, there are different deos on this, and perhaps the Kelim Big Dikunoi talk to Machon HaMikdash, but it's going to come, the buildings are going to come down from Shemayim. So what's going to be our part in it? What's going to be our part in it? What's going to be our role in Binyan Bayis Shlishi? It's going to fall from the sky. This is an incredible Torah today from the Maral Diskin. There's a pasuk in Eicha in the second parak, pasuk Tess, that says, Tavu Ba'aretz Sha'arel. You know what happened? Tavu Ba'aretz Sha'arel. The gates, the doors of the Beis HaMikdash sunk into the ground. You look in the Farshim, they explain what happened was, by Churban Bayis Sheni, the doors of the Beis HaMikdash sunk into the ground. Begniza. Why was that significant? Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu, the whole Beis HaMikdash is burning, is being destroyed. The doors are sinking into the ground. Tavu Baruch Sharel. Why is that? Listen to the Maral. Pass me. Call me that Gemara. So Gemara in Baba Basra. Watch this come alive. Like last week when we spoke how the Gemara and Torah come to life in such a beautiful way. This is Gemara in Baba Basra. Daf Nun Gimel Mebeis. Middle of the page, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Bar Avua. Rav Nachman says the name of Rabba Bar Avua. Habona Paltrin, if you build a palace, Gedolim, a large palace, B'nichse HaGer, what happened? You had a convert who died without any children. If a convert dies without any children, there are no relatives, it's ownerless land. It's ownerless land. So whoever comes could grab it, basically. Right? So one guy, Uba Acher, someone built a palace on the land. Take it over. Uba Acher v'hemedlem dalasos. But when he built the palace, he didn't put the doors up. It was completely open in the front. And someone else came and put the doors. Kona. He acquires the whole land. The guy who put the doors acquires the land. Amazing. My time, what's the reason? Kama livne ba'amu hudafich. The first guy is just a pile of bricks. And Rashi explains, basically, until you have a full enclosure, if you have a building, you have a house, but it's fully open, that's not a house. Anyone could come in any moment, any animal could come in any moment. You really didn't do anything. It doesn't fulfill its purpose if it's not fully enclosed. So the one who is Gomar, the one who finishes it and fully encloses it and puts the doors, he's kind of the whole land. So comes the Maral Diskin based on this Gemara and says something so beautiful. Listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much he loves us. Listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his infinite knowledge, what he's doing. Listen to this Nishika, this kiss from the Eibishter Chevra. And we need it now more than ever. Hashem, in his way, because he understood it was necessary for us, Brought Churban by Hashani. Sinas Chinam, and all the other reasons brought down. We needed a patch. We didn't deserve the Shechina to be in that way. We needed a destruction based on Migdash. And that brought with it much nisyonos, much tragedies, difficulties. But in that moment, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing in that very moment? Out of his abundance of love for us, in that moment, he's already planning and hiding away for the future Geula. In the moment of destruction, he's looking forward to the Geula. This is what I have to do because you're my children who need to learn and need to grow. And it's all out of love. And the proof is, in the moment, I'm already planning for the Geula. Why? Because it's going to come a time that they're going to be a Bayis Shlishi, b'mehera b'yameinu b'karav mamish. And that Bayis Shlishi is going to be so kaddish that the building has to come down from heaven. Kodesh Kedoshim, it's going to be l'netzach m'tzachim, not like the first or second Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed. It's going to be eternal. It's going to be eternal, it has to be from the Rebbein Shalom. But we want to pardon it, and we want to be konet, and we want to connect to it from us. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, by Bayis Sheni, he hid the doors. We're going to be the one to take those doors, and we're going to be the ones that put the doors on. So we're koinet, so it's our Beis HaMikdash. And he already was planning that by Churban Bayis Sheni. Incredible, Yisod, on those words in Eicha from the Eilul Gemara Real Diskin. What does that say to each and every one of you? One of us. Each and every one of us. If that's true by Churban Bayis Sheni, it's true by every Nisayon we go through, and it's true on October 7th and everything that Klal Yisrael is going through now. That even in this moment, which we have no answers and we only have questions, and it's so dark, and we're still in the midst where there are all these hostages, and still in the midst where our brothers and sisters are risking their lives daily for us, and there's so many families that are mourning. But in the midst, just like in Churban Bayis Sheni, in the midst of it all, it was something necessary, because even if we didn't understand, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was loving us and already planning Geula. So too, October 7th, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was planning Geula. Yes, we haven't seen it yet. We're not privy to it yet. It's there. And every time any of us go through Beprat, a challenge, a difficulty, there's already the refuah before the makkah. It's in the air. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our tatin emel. He loves us more than anything. And we have to believe that. And we have to know that. And if we believe that and know that, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings our way, we could persevere through, we could get through. Until we're zoiche, to not just have to believe it without understanding, to see the geula, to see the end, to have no more pain and no more suffering. Karav mamish, everyone have a beautiful Hailing of Shabbos Kodesh. Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Yibaneh, 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 HaMikdash, Yitziyah, 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 Temaleh, Yibaneh, 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 HaMikdash, Yitziyah, 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 Temaleh, Mishamash, Shechadash, Jamie,
Shabby, 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 sh